Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for more of your listener questions, including a great question about when to travel to Walt Disney World in the spring. Should you go during April, which covers the Star Wars half marathon weekend, or push back till May? There's a lot of pluses and minuses for each weekend. We talk about that and much more on today's show. But don't forget, today's episode brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, I'm glancing on my iPhone XS Max, and I can see that we're down to just 63 days to go till Marathon Weekend 2020. Wine and Dine is now in the rearview mirror. Marathon weekend runners, you are up. You can get excited for your next trip as well. You get all the great pictures. They rotate through the little slideshow. You can customize the font, the colors. You can even get audio alerts each day. Check out this great app to turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now over at virtualmickey.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link often as you can. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You still get all your Prime benefits. It costs you nothing extra, and it really does help support everything we do here on the podcast. So thank you very much for using our Amazon affiliate link over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1560 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. We hope that this week finds you well. This is the week that you walk around like the entire week saying, I can't believe it's dark at 5 o'clock. What's going on? Like, I need to go to bed here in a couple hours and it's like 7, like primetime TV is just starting. So hang in there, take the podcast with you. The good news is I get up and run every morning bright and early. The sun comes up. So actually I can see what's going on. It's kind of a wonderful world in the morning. It's just tragic in the evenings. So anyway, take the podcast with you wherever you go. We're going to answer your listener questions today. Joining me from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. Happy Wednesday, Ricky. What's going on?
Happy Wednesday. And I guess I should say aloha because I had lunch with listener George this week. So that was pretty awesome. I got to treat him to Southern Hibachi, which is otherwise known as Waffle House.
I was going to say Southern Hibachi. What is that all about?
It's a fancy name for Waffle House. So
now, George has been to a Waffle House before, right? No?
Yes, he has been to a Waffle House, but I had to take him to the traditional Southern Waffle House. I mean, you're in Atlanta, the home of the Waffle House. So you've got to go to a traditional Georgia Waffle House when you're here. It's just something you got to do.
All right. All right. Well, hey, before we get started today, I want to say how proud we are of all the Be Our Guest Podcast lizards from Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend.
It's awesome.
It was bound to happen. They got great weather this past Wine and Dine because we've had rain many times. And I'm not talking rain. I'm talking the old deluge from the Seas Pavilion. We've had heat. We've had humidity. But it seems like this year the weather was fine.
Everything.
It has. Yeah. So congratulations. Thanks for sharing all those pictures. We're really proud of you. I know some folks set PR. Some folks just finished. Some folks PR'd in fun. Just had a good time. So
that would be me. I would PR in fun.
That's exactly it. So we're just proud of you. And next up, marathon weekend, people. You're on the clock.
Crazy.
That's me. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Actually, I signed up to get in the lottery for the Chicago Marathon the other day.
That's pretty awesome.
I know. I won't make it. It's like a lottery. I doubt I'll make it, but who knows.
So, you know how a couple weeks ago we had the question of when the 2020-2021 races would go up?
Yeah, boom. They did. We make things happen. Like, we changed.
We make things happen.
Yep. We said that. Boom. We didn't know. Bam. Comes out like 2 days later. And then the fuel rods deal. Like, we do a whole show about fuel rods. We try to be Beta Mouse. And then, like, 24 hours later, no charge on the swapping.
You know? Nope. No, nothing. So,
we spent 15 minutes.
Two ways this week. Was it this week that the question came up about the Run Disney thing, or was it last week?
It was recent. It was like within
a
couple days.
It was definitely recent. I remember that. And I was like, nah, you probably won't hear about it until, December or something.
Yep.
Of course.
No, so check RunDisney.com if you want to sign up for a race in the next season. And it has the race dates and it has the registration opening date. So you can mark your calendar for your sign up. You want to always sign up right away because they don't sell out as crazy as they used to, but they do sell out. So just be careful. All right, we got to start off with some Karnak. You ready?
Got it. Let's do this.
Okay, the answer is, it's in my phone.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
One little spark.
Well, it can't be of your imagination, because that would be too easy. So, is it what Buzzy says? Oh, wait, he's not there anymore either.
What's the quickest way to get Journey into Imagination reimagined? Ba-dum-tsh.
I like it.
That's pretty good.
I like it. That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. All right. So,
although at this rate, it's still not going to be reimagined. We don't know if it's ever going to be at this point.
It might take one little spark of something. Anyway, yes. We're not advocating that. Just a funny joke to start the show.
No. Yes.
All right. Tammy's got a question. Actually, a follow-up to our show that I did with Pam on Monday. It was an extra listener question show about gender reveals. We had a lot of feedback on this. So Tammy says, heard Monday's Q&A with a gender reveal question. Here's an idea I saw online. Take the envelope to the chapeau at Magic Kingdom, hand them the envelope, and tell them you want to buy a pair of pink or blue mouse ears embroidered with it's a boy or it's a girl. You can prepay and come back when the ears are finished. Ask for them to be boxed up. Then open the box in front of the castle with a photo pass photographer. Magical, right? I will not be having more babies, so I hope your other listeners will take advantage of this idea. Tammy is in Ohio. She says, I-O in response to your inevitable O-H. There
nice.
You go.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, these things are getting out of control. But hey, I mean, they're fun. I think social media has made these things what they are.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Social media has made these gender reveals being a thing. So, yeah.
And we had a couple others. So somebody sent me one on Twitter to get a purple and a blue lightsaber made.
Oh,
and then
cute.
Like reveal it that way by, you know, the right color.
That's creative. Cool. I like that, actually.
Yeah, the force would be strong with that, baby. Let's see. Our good friend Bob Perel, he said that gender reveals, they actually do give some accoutrements with that at the Disney Floral and Gifts. So you can check with them. They help you with that.
Oh, very cool.
And there was one more that Sandy on the Facebook page said, I thought of a neat gender reveal idea that could be done at the Magic Kingdom. Buy a pink and a blue balloon and go to the Mickey Mouse character meet in Town Square. Tell a photographer and Mickey what you were doing and ask Mickey to open the envelope and hand you either the pink or the blue balloon. You'll have photo pass photos and of the whole thing. And who better to reveal it to you?
Nice.
How about that? Like we're all of a sudden, we're like the gender reveal show.
Yes, there we go. I like it.
So there we go. All right, next question. Cocktails and Dreams. Nope, Cocktails and Ice Cream. You know what movie that is?
Cocktails and Dreams?
Yes.
No.
Tom Cruise?
Is it Top Gun?
No, it's Cocktail, but it's a good movie.
Oh, it's Cocktail. Oh, okay, got it.
What in your
heart?
Well,
I haven't seen that either, so.
It's a good movie. It's kind of dark. All right, yeah. Rachel says, hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky, we're trying to decide on where to grab a quick service meal the night we get into Orlando. We don't have tickets to the park that night, so it has to be somewhere at a resort or at Disney Springs. We'd really like to go somewhere where we can get cocktails on the dining plan with our dinner. I've looked at the Polite Pig, but I'm not sure if cocktails are actually included with your meal there on the dining plan. Any ideas with this or any other places you'd recommend? And so secondly, do you guys have any idea when the Ample Hills in Disney Springs will open? I'm hoping to go there for that rope drop. I'm also hoping to get there when we get in and don't want to Uber to the boardwalk if we don't have to. Let me just tell you, it's still worth it. Thank you guys for all you do. You're the highlight of my Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Man, that's awesome. But seriously, have other highlights. We do give you Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So there's that. Okay, so Play Pig, though, you obviously, even if you quick service and table service, you can get a drink. And Play Pig has an extensive, Play Pig is counter service, or yeah, it's quick service, but it has an extensive, like, bar. They had tons of, like, beers and stuff on tap.
That's true. I think that is a really good choice. It's going to be a lot of bang for your buck, too. Like, you will get your money's worth out of Polite Pig for sure. So that is a really, really good option. I was thinking, you know, our chat, you know, somebody is at Geyser Point right now. And I was thinking about that as an option as well, because that's kind of a sit-down lounge type situation, but it's got the quick service location with it. So, and you're out by the water, which is really nice. So that's an option for you. And I know there was a second part of that question. What was the second part?
Do we have any word on Ample Hills at Disney Springs opening?
That's the part. I knew it was something about ice cream. So as of right now, no opening date for Ample Hills. I suspect they will probably get it open. They're working on it now. I know that for sure. So probably spring, I had to guess, you know, late winter, early spring 2020. That's my guess.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Boy, this is dangerous having two locations on property.
You'll never be far. It's very dangerous, especially at Disney Springs because it's going to be so easy to get to.
Yep.
All the gooey, gooey butter cake I can eat. I'm so excited.
Think about how crazy the boardwalk one is. Like that one at Disney Springs will be a nut house. They're going to have to give out fast passes.
It's going to be bananas. They are going to need like 5 lanes for people just to get in. I mean, seriously, like, they're going to need 5 checkouts and 5 counters and everything. Like, it's going to be crazy.
I'm in the wrong business, man. Just think of the money, because that stuff is not cheap, and it is so good. I mean, it's not terribly expensive for Disney prices, but it's so, it's addicting.
Oh, it is addicting. And yes, it's not very cheap ice cream. So it's right. Really good, though.
And Jenny Lee, who is from Australia, who is right now at Geyser Point, she's having a huckleberry punch. She has it in her hand right now. She says, ask for Jason if you go there. So he must be hooking up the lizards over there.
Yes.
Celebrating wine and dine. Love that. All right. I just lost my next question. And here it is. It's from Claire. She says, hey, guys, love your podcast. I never seem to get the time difference right. She's in Australia. I mean, we are like big in Australia.
I know.
Holy
How
cow.
Awesome is
we
that?
Need to do an Australian tour. Let's go down.
Yes. Hey, Brian would be all in. He wants to go to Australia sometime.
So. I want to box a kangaroo. That'd be awesome for like Instagram. Wouldn't it be cool?
Okay.
Anyway. Sure. She says that she wants to know our thoughts on the Disney Villains After Hours events. I'm going with a friend in February, and we splurged with 9-day park tickets, mainly to check out the Epcot event, and I'm not sure if spending extra would be worth it, Claire. So here's my initial thoughts with that. I haven't been to the Villains thing, the After Hours. My good friend Mark up in Chicago area, man, he loves these things. Like, he goes to all of them. Like, when he's there, he is all in on these things, and he's like, it is the Elvis... you know, the VIP experience. He loves them. He says, well worth the money. Scott, same thing. Loves these things. Well worth the money. I would say if you're coming from the other side of the planet, go for it. You know, no regrets when you're coming that far. Ricky, what do you say? Have you been to one?
No, I haven't done either the Villains After Hours or the regular Disney After Hours event. It was kind of on my bucket list to do one trip recently, and it just didn't work out. But, yeah, man, I think if you're coming from Australia, absolutely consider doing it. The extra experiences that you get with the stage show, and you do have Maleficent, who it's the dragon who comes down the parade route, breathes fire, which is really cool to get to experience that part at night. Of course, there's lots of different snacks. Now, you do have to buy the villains themed snacks, so just keep that in mind. There are snacks that you get for free, like the popcorn and the ice cream novelties and stuff like that, but they have specialty snacks that are specific for the party, or what, after hours event, I guess I should say. It's kind of like a party, though, isn't it? I mean, seriously, it's a little bit.
There's no way I would buy anything extra when you're paying extra and you have stuff that's included. I mean, it's just me, because I'm a tightwad. I mean, like, you're paying for that stuff. Why, like, but I mean, again, there's people that buy the what's that merriest Tony's thing during the Christmas party, or the dessert party during a, you know, it's like levels upon levels of levels. This is not me.
Exactly. Yes. So I would absolutely do it if it's, you know, something that interests you, and clearly it sounds like it might be. So I would totally go for the Disney Villains After Hours event.
All righty. Question from the live Facebook chat. And we're usually on Facebook on Mondays around 5:45 Eastern. So as it gets dark and you're just depressed because, like, you can't go outside and have a walk at this time anymore, hop on the treadmill. Put the iPad right there, and we're right here with you. So let's see. M. Catherine Savard says, hey, question. Can you, or is there a way to combine the sleepy morning park at noon tickets? I like that name.
I like that. Yes.
With the regular all day tickets. So what'd you do if you want to have, like, 2 days with the late arrival tickets? And so you could do this, but here's how. It wouldn't be part of your package. Mm-mm. So what you would have to do, you have to buy those tickets a la carte. Now, remember, those are only good through like a few more weeks, right? They haven't pushed them into 2020, right?
Not, Mike, you say that now, and you know.
Yeah, no, we got 48 hours. If we make things happen, I'm telling you.
Exactly. We definitely make things happen. As of right now, it is only through December, and I don't think it's through the end of December. I think it's just, you know, before Christmas. So as of right now, they have not extended it. Hopefully they do, because it seems like it's a really good idea, at least to me anyway. It seems like a good idea. But yeah, I mean, you definitely have to buy them separate. So and you can only buy them in 2, 3, and 4 day tickets. You can't buy any more, you can't buy any less. So just keep that in mind too.
So what you do is you just cut your package tickets down, you know, for a couple days, and get a couple days of those a la carte and use those.
Now, you want to look at the money and see if it's cheaper.
Yeah, that might not make sense, though, because as you get like the 4, 5, 6 days, then the extra days, like pennies. Not pennies, but dollars.
Well, yeah, but it won't matter as much if you, you know, get a 6-day park hopper or whatever versus, you know, this ticket, you know, 4-day one of these or whatever, you know, it won't make any difference. So yeah, you definitely want to look at the math.
You know, I always say early bird gets a worm, so you don't want to sleep.
Yes, I'm well aware that you say that. I enjoy being late everywhere.
Just say it. All right. Next question is from Lindsay. Happy Friday. I recently found your podcast. Actually, it's Wednesday and it's great. Super helpful for planning and tips. I have a question. I'm doing my first Run Disney Event marathon weekend and I currently have a reservation at the Grand Floridian. I'm trying to add an extra night, but they don't have availability with my pass holder discount. It looks like there is availability at the Yacht Club, though. Thoughts on the Yacht Club overall? And is this a good location to be at for marathon weekend in comparison to the Grand? Any input would be helpful. Thank you, Lindsay. Lindsay. I love the Grand. I love the Grand. Don't get me wrong. It's like the deluxe of the deluxe. Yacht Club is the place to be for marathon weekend. Those Epcot Air resorts, you can walk right. Because what happens is you finish the race. She didn't say which event she's doing, but they all finish at Epcot. Mm-hmm. So you can walk right back through the park because the park will be open other than the 5K, unless you're super fast. You can walk right back through Epcot. Grab a food or a drink on your way. That's why Epcot is what it is. You always have to pass through and get something to eat or drink, and then you can head to your room. And you don't have to mess with the buses. But they do have buses if you want to take them. But, yeah, man, I've stayed at Yacht Club for marathon, and it's a great place to be. I would make the change. And it's probably going to be a little bit cheaper. Not a lot, but a little.
Yeah, I think Yacht Club is a great choice for a marathon weekend. So I would absolutely, you know, consider doing it for sure. And, you know, that walkthrough, just make sure, because Brian has done this, make sure you have some sort of ticket on you.
Yeah, you gotta have tickets. Yeah, you gotta use a park ticket.
Like, make sure you have either a park ticket that's valid, or you have, because, you know, you may have a magic band and it wouldn't be valid. You know, like, make sure you have some sort of ticket medium. Because if you're just wearing a magic band and you didn't plan on going in the park that day, and then you use your park ticket to get in, then you're in trouble. So just, we had an annual pass, but Brian forgot to bring his magic band to get him in the park when he left that morning to go run. So,
and also, don't bring your pocket knife.
Also true. Brian did do that, and he lost it.
I love Brian.
Oh, my gosh. I literally asked him, Brian, do you have your knife on you?
For you, sucker.
Oh!
All right, here we go. Next question says, debating Disneyland. It's from Kelly in North Carolina.
Don't debate it. Do it. That's
okay,
all you
well, here's what
know.
She says. She says, hey, Mike, love listening to the podcast. We just wrapped up a late September trip to Disney World and couldn't help but consider some other Disney options for spring break. We're considering spending a week in Southern California and checking out Disneyland for a few days. We've never been, and even though I've heard it is way more laid back than Walt Disney World, the unknown is overwhelming. I know you haven't been there either, but thought Ricky or Pam may be able to weigh in and convince me to go in the process. She has a couple questions. We'd be there the week following Easter. Would crowds be miserable, in your opinion? The week after Easter, I think it'd be, I mean,
better?
Better, I would say.
Easter's kind of late next year. Not late, but it's like mid-late. You know, it's like, I think the 10th or something along those lines of April. So that week after is going to be fine, I would think. Now, the only thing is you do have to watch out because, of course, California Disneyland is a locals park. So you may have a few more locals that hit up the park that week if they do have off school or whatever. But I think for the most part, everybody's probably already done like a spring break trip before that. So the only time that you'll really have to worry about it is definitely the weekends at Disneyland, because the weekends are just bonkers. So just keep that in mind. But do it! I swear you're going to love it. It's fantastic. I'm trying to figure out when I can finagle a trip next year, because I haven't been in a while and I'd like to get back out there. So I'm looking at the end of the year next year. We'll see.
Two other questions. Is the Grand Californian worth it? We typically stay deluxe, the monorail resorts at Walt Disney World, if that makes any difference. And I'm assuming this trip would be a one-time thing. Here's the thing. When she said that they typically stay on the monorail, yes. Because I think, you know, and I've heard great things from all my buddies that go out there. You go out there, you know, with the good neighbor hotels, they're fine. You know, they just, some of them even offer, like, you know, stuff you don't get at Walt Disney World, like breakfast, you know, free breakfast in the morning. It's a different game, and you can actually just walk across the street and you're there. But if you're typical, you know, staying Grand Flow, Polynesian, the Contemporary, Wilderness Lodge, you know, what have you. I know it's not a monorail, but, you know, area. If you're used to that deluxe accommodation at Walt Disney World and that kind of access, yes, the Grand Californian is exactly made for you, is what I would say.
100%. Although I wouldn't discount the Disneyland Hotel either. I think the Disneyland Hotel is certainly magical in its own right. I mean, it is the first hotel on Disney property, you know, our Disneyland property. So, you know, it's got such a history to it that you might want to consider the Disneyland Hotel as well. Now, Paradise Pier, I hear mixed reviews about Paradise Pier. So, you know, if I would probably choose either the Disneyland Hotel or the Grand Californian over Paradise Pier if you're choosing things. But yeah, I think if you want to go, if you stay on property all the time, then yes, I would absolutely consider one of those two hotels.
No regrets. And for our final question, is any other pointers for new Disneyland people who love Walt Disney World? So for somebody that's Walt Disney World centric, comfortable with it, first time to Disneyland, just drop a couple tips.
Yeah, so you definitely want to consider MaxPass. I have heard nothing but great things about MaxPass. It is a pretty much paid version of FastPass. They still have the free FastPass out at Disneyland, and it's still like the old FastPass that you got to experience back in the day, like when you had to run around and pick up the tickets, Mike. So, hey, look, there's a reason to go to Disneyland. You can run around like a chicken with your head cut off trying to get tickets. Yes. But MaxPass is a really reasonable price, and what it allows you to do is it allows you to make FastPasses via your phone, via the app. It also allows you to have PhotoPass pictures taken. So just for those two reasons alone, I would absolutely consider getting MaxPass. You also want to make sure you get fast passes for like World of Color. Those are not hooked up to the regular fast pass machines, so you can get a fast pass for World of Color and then get fast passes for other attractions, which is also a really nice perk. Just Disneyland itself is just so magical because, you know, Walt was there. So there's that quaintness, that charm. And that's what's so great about Disneyland. Make sure that you say hello to Walt when you walk in or when you leave in the evening. There is the lamp up in the
firehouse.
Firehouse. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for, but brain lost it. So make sure you say hello and goodnight to Walt. That is super special. I definitely made sure I did that on my trip. Yeah, there's nothing like it. You can also do a tour. They have a few tours where you can go up into Walt's apartment, which, again, is kind of on my bucket list for the next time I go. Brian better be aware that I'm going to spend some money when we go.
Just drop a deposit and boom, you're gone. Book the plane.
Yeah, exactly. So, I absolutely no regrets. Go to Disneyland. You're going to love it. You're going to have a great time. And it will be different. I mean, trust me, it's very, very, very different than Walt Disney World. It just, the quaintness of it is very different. But it's just as enjoyable. And I promise you will have such a good time.
All right. Yeah, let me know. We'll get you taken care of. And Peter, my buddy up in Canada, he says, get the Max Pass. And he loved Grand Californian. So there you go.
Yes, there you
go. Seal of approval. All right. Next question is from Jennifer in the live Facebook chat. What are some of your favorite off the beaten path snacks? Something other than Mickey bars, pretzels, popcorn, etc. Mm-hmm. And then Maggie came back. She totally stole mine before we get to this question. My favorite snack is the peanut butter and jelly shake that you can get at the Tune In Lounge. Just go right up to the bar. You can get it with your dinner at 50s Prime Time. But if you just want a shake, like whenever I watch fireworks at the studios, you're real close. I mean, you're right there by the Tune In Lounge. So I go get a peanut butter and jelly shake. That's one of my favorite things. So what else do you have kind of off the beaten path?
I really love the giant cookies that you get at the confectionery or at like Goofy's Candy Company, things like that. It's a chocolate chip cookie that's humongous. I mean, it's the size of your head. And it's got chocolate on the top for the ears. And then it's got chocolate drizzle. Oh, my gosh. That is hands down, I think, one of my favorite snacks. Recently, a new snack that I've loved, love, love is at Disney Springs. Again, it's kind of cookie related. It is they have a new cookie dough food truck. that I absolutely am in love with. Oh, my goodness.
Dude, you're going to get salmonella eating cookie dough.
No, it's healthy.
I know. It's not healthy. It's just not going to kill you. It's not going to kill you as quickly, you should say.
No eggs, at least. No, no, it's not going to murder you.
I used to take my life in my hands. I'd eat the cookie dough when I was a kid all the time, and I'm still here. Nothing's wrong with me.
Don't even get me wrong. When I have the little squares of cookie dough and I'm baking cookies,
why bake them?
Yep. So they have the cookie dough food truck, and I think it's really good priced right now.
Don't say that.
I know. No, it's 10 bucks a square. It's really good. I'm just saying. Let's see. What else do I like to get? I love the All-American Sundae.
That's my other one. Yes, at the Plaza Ice Cream Place.
At the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor. Peanut butter. That's really good. Right now at the Polynesian, they have chocolate-covered bacon, which is quite delicious as well.
Oh, yeah. We had that when I was down there.
Yes, we did. Do you want more snacks, or are we good?
I'm so hungry right now.
So I'm a big fan of the whatever chocolate peanut butter cupcake they have at Starbucks at Hollywood Studios. They usually have a chocolate peanut butter one. Usually it's themed after like Kylo Ren or something like that, but sometimes it changes. So that's always good. Of course, there's the carrot cake cookie also at the Starbucks there that you can pick up. I can keep naming
them. No, I think we're good. Well, I just had one other thing. It's not really a snack, but it's a breakfast sandwich kind of hidden. It's on that cart in Frontierland. There's like a breakfast sandwich. It's got eggs and bacon, and it's in like a really nice, like grainy croissant. Oh, man, it was awesome. Because I know, like, it's really hard to find, like, protein in the Magic Kingdom, like, at a counter service place. You can get one at Sleepy Hollow, but the line was super long there last time I was there.
Yeah.
I went back to Frontierland. They had one, and it's new. Huh. So if you want one, that cart on the way to Splash Mountain, really good.
The one place that I find hard to get snacks, I feel like Animal Kingdom. I don't know why. I know they have, like, the one snack place back in the back of Africa. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like Animal Kingdom, I never find a snack that I'm really in love with there, which makes me really sad because I feel like they should have some really good snacks. Maybe.
Remember when they used to have the snacks that were, like, animal dumb?
Yes.
Dude, who thought of that? That's so dumb.
That is awesome. I regret the fact that I was not able to get down there in time for the poop.
Dude, that's so gross.
It's a bad life. Like, today.
Who thought of that? Like,
they're a genius, and I'm sorry people got upset because I think it's completely awesome. So.
You know, they have the whiteboard. It's a Monday morning. Okay, what are we going to do here to push snacks to the Animal Kingdom? Well, let's make it look like poo. And I'm not talking Winnie the. Anyway.
Exactly.
Next question. Chris just asking in the live chat, heard a rumor of Paint the Night coming to the Magic Kingdom for the anniversary celebration. Have you heard anything, Ricky? Is Disney dropping any hints to you?
No. I haven't heard anything concrete about Paint the Night coming to the Magic Kingdom. It would be a great option for the 50th.
Yes.
Let's just be perfectly honest. You know, I mean, they're not going to create a new nighttime parade. And right now, Paint the Night's, I don't think it's being used at Disneyland currently in the evenings. So it would make sense to bring it out to Walt Disney World. I think they're happy not having nighttime parades right now, man. Yep. I'm just saying, like, I think that they like not having to deal with the headache of having a nighttime parade.
I love parades at night, though. I know, they're so awesome. I didn't say that.
I'm just saying, like, for a logistics standpoint, it can be a bit of a headache to have that parade. And I'm guessing it's been a very nice reprieve for the park to not have, like, you know, actually for the park itself to not have the parade because you don't have to deal with all the people who are trying to make their way around the parade. I don't know. But it would be a really good idea to have a parade, I think, for the 50th. I just don't know if it's going to happen.
If the Spectral Men popped out and started playing their trumpets to the Spectral Magic music, I would be a mess.
I
love that parade. That parade was awesome. Oh, man. On this magic night.
Yeah. Stop.
Anyway, Todd, who knows his snacks, baby, he says pineapple...
Todd and I are about to disagree, and I know we have our commonality in liking the meatballs in Indiana, but Todd, I have to say, I did not enjoy the lumpia.
Peter says he loves it too.
I understand a lot of people like it. I did not enjoy it, so it was not very good to me. I don't know. Maybe I had a bad one. I just did not enjoy it very much. It wasn't as sweet as I was hoping. I was hoping it would be like more cream.
It's kind of like me. I'm not as sweet as you expect.
No, you're definitely
That's
not.
True. Catherine says she likes the Jack Jack cookie num nums. I know that wasn't a big, you weren't a big fan of that either.
I was not a big fan. And also I was disappointed in the cookie num num because I was super excited to try it. And I was very sad when it was not what I expected it. Like it was kind of dry. It wasn't very, like, I expected it to be a little more, you know, gooey. It was not very gooey at all. It was really dry.
So. Again, like me. All right, Becky has a question in the live chat. She says, hey, we're headed to Walt Disney World this Friday with our 9-year-old son, grandparents, and aunt and uncle. This trip is a surprise for our son, who is in love with Disney, but just recently got over his fear of people in costumes. This is probably the worst time of year for that. You would not want to be at my house because I like jumping out like as Chewbacca or Darth Vader. It's kind of crazy. We planned on just Disney Springs the day we arrived, but I'm debating on going to the Magic Kingdom to let him soak it in a little. Or just a full day on Saturday. What are your thoughts for a first-time Disney-loving 9-year-old? Thanks. So what do you think? So they're going to Disney Springs the day we arrive or going to the Man, here's the thing. If you can go to the Magic Kingdom first for a 9-year-old that's first experience at Walt Disney World, that's really what it's all about. I mean, go see the castle, ride some rides. I think as a 9-year-old, if you took me to Disney Springs, I might cry. I'm just saying that was me, like, you know, it was like when I was a kid and we used to go to Six Flags and my mom or somebody, whoever I was with, want to go see like the Miss Kitty Saloon show. Like, dude, I want to ride the Screaming Eagle, the log ride. Don't take me to a show. Like, give me a ride. I mean, I think a 9-year-old is going to be like that.
It just depends. To me, it depends on what time they get there. You know, if they're getting there at like 7 o'clock at night or something, then maybe I would just go to Disney Springs. But if they're getting there earlier in the afternoon, yeah, and they're okay with spending the extra money to have an extra ticket for the day, then I would go to the Magic Kingdom. It just depends on what time they're getting there.
That's true. But still, don't take me shopping.
But there's a Lego store.
Yeah, I'm still shopping.
There's the World of Disney. There's lots of things that they can do. They can go, they can see the giant volcano shooting off fire at Rainforest Cafe.
Dude, that's not a ride. That's just looking at stuff.
I know it's not a ride. Look,
I get it, though. If you're getting there late, you don't want to waste the money. I know.
A little carousel and Disney.
That's weak. It's like something at the mall.
I know that's weak, but, you know, it's still something they can do.
It is if you're 18 months. Anyway, Leanne's got a question. Is April or May? Help me. Hey, guys, love the show. I would sit here and tell you all how wonderful y'all are because you are, but I truly need help. That's very nice. My family of four, husband, myself, 5-year-old son, and 2-year-old daughter are planning a trip to Walt Disney World. I thought we had our days ready to book, but after looking at all the crowd calendars on the internet, I'm confused, frustrated, losing my mind. The week we were looking at going in April, we would be getting there on the Saturday of the Star Wars race and staying until the following Thursday. According to one crowd calendar, it's a great time to go, but another is screaming at me, don't do it. The availability of rooms isn't great either. On the other hand, I've been looking at May 9 through 14. 2 out of 3 of the calendars say yes, do it. The other says it's going to be moderate crowds. We have a ton of options on room choices this week. The only reason crowds are an issue is that my son is on the autism spectrum. He usually does okay in medium crowds, but I know we would lose our minds if the crowds are too high. So almighty wise ones, what is your advice? What should we do? Thank you, and I look forward to any help you can give me. Leanne's in Arkansas. It says, WPS, no matter how bad our season is going. And it's gotten a lot worse since she sent in this email 11 days ago. So if their coach survives this year, it'll be me. But I can't talk. I'm not even talking football because I cursed us. I put us in the biggest slump at Mizzou ever since I said a couple words and Mike Bankhead called me out on it. So anyway, we're looking at the Saturday that the Star Wars race happens through a Thursday, because the runners will all leave on Monday. That's just how it goes.
Right.
They'll get their pictures and head home. But then May 9th through 14th, man, that is a good weather time too. May 9th through 14th. I'm trying to think. The only thing you might have to deal with that, I'm trying to think, to Summit in Worlds for cheerleading. Because if your son is on the autism spectrum and you have all these, you know, teeny bopper girls running around, they're crazy and loud. Now, they're not crazy and loud in the parks. They're more like, they'll be in the parks a little, but like I know when we went last year and a lot of the gyms are this way, they really limit the time that girls can be in the parks because they're there. It's a business trip. They're there for the competition at ESPN. What would you do, Ricky? I mean, Saturday and Sunday, again, the runners, I don't think they will eat up a ton of rooms, but they're not in the parks a ton. I mean, it's like a small window. They're in the parks from like, say, 11 in the morning till like 6 in the evening.
That's true.
And then gone.
That's a good point. At first, I was kind of leaning more towards the May time period, just because I feel like May has always been a little less crowded in general, because you got kids who are just finishing up school, and so they have to be at school. That's why the May time period has always appealed to me. But I can see the April one working out well, too. I still think I would shoot for May, but that's just me. So
I think I would, too. I'll go May, I think. May's is a really good time to go. I really, really enjoy going that time of year.
I do, too. I think it's really nice in May.
All right, time for the last question of the day. It's from Eric. Hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. Hello from the home of the Blues and the Redbirds. No, not St. Louis. So what city would that be, the Blues and the Redbirds?
Memphis,
Tennessee. Blues music and yes. Memphis Redbirds, the AAA affiliate of the Cardinals.
I'm so excited. I got it right. Yes.
Bell for you. I have to travel to Orlando for work and will be there November 11 through 13. Since work is paying for my flight, hotel, and food, my wife and I decided to send our two girls who are homeschooled to stay with their grandparents for a few days and have a half paid for mini getaway. See you, girls. We're going. And you can't say you're going to Disney World. You got to say you're going on a business trip. That's how it is.
That's right.
Says we'll fly into Orlando Monday evening. We're planning to stay in a non-Disney hotel next to Disney Springs. Uh-oh. I will have meetings on Tuesday, but we'll have all day Wednesday to ourselves before taking the last direct flight out of Orlando back to Memphis at 9 p.m. that evening. Well done. I do that all the time. We've been to Disney World several times with our girls who are 9 and 7, but have never done just an adult trip. My question for the three of you is what should we do? We have a couple of ideas, but we need help deciding. We were both at Disney this past May, so we just missed Galaxy's Edge, and my wife is a big Star Wars fan. I am too, but not nearly as much as she is, although she doesn't do rides, so Smuggler's Run is out for her. We have been to Food & Wine Festival once before, but don't feel like we did it that well, so that's a possibility, and this may be our only chance to see Epcot forever. We would enjoy a ride on the gondolas, but if we went to Hollywood Studios or Epcot, that would probably be our preferred mode of travel if possible. There is also a Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party Tuesday night that we can make as well. We only have enough in the budget to do either one park day or the Christmas party. Another thing I thought about was just hopping around to the different resorts and visiting Disney Springs to save money on the park tickets. What would you do? Please help. Thanks so much. And that's Eric in Memphis. So lots of options. You can go to Food & Wine at Epcot. See Epcot forever. Only chance to see it. Go check out Galaxy's Edge. Not going to ride Smuggler's Run. The wife doesn't like to do that, but Galaxy's Edge is pretty sweet. Or the Christmas party. Here's what I think I would do. Okay, this is just me. So you'll throw yours in and then that'll be it. So I would do resort hopping Disney Springs and then go to the Christmas party. If you're a Christmas fan like I am, that would be fun. Because I think you're going to do... anytime you go back, and it sounds like they do go back sometimes. Anytime you go back, Galaxy's Edge will be there. Okay, that's right. Not going anywhere. You will miss Epcot forever if you do that. That's kind of a bummer. Food & Wine happens every year for like 9 months out of the year. So you'll probably get a chance to do that again. Christmas party, I mean, it's just like a special time. It's like for that 3 week window, four month window. No, just kidding. It is a smaller window and it's a fun thing. And you could kind of do Disney Springs, resort hop, and do like a very special event. It's a lot of fun. That would be me. It's just off the top of my head.
I think I agree. Yeah. The more I like your idea of combining Disney Springs and resort hopping with the Christmas party. I think that's a really good idea. And that means you get to get in the Christmas spirit, which is really nice. You can start that early. I think like you said, Mike, if she's not going to ride Smuggler's Run, then I wouldn't probably do Hollywood Studios. I think I think that walking around there is just, it's fine. But, if you're not going to like buy a lightsaber or anything like that, I don't feel like you're going to get as much out of it if you're not riding Smuggler's Run. So, and while I like Food & Wine Festival and I think it's a fantastic, and you will miss Epcot forever, but then again, I don't know that you're missing a lot. I know we're going to fight. I think I'd say the Christmas party as well. I would definitely do some stopping at the hotels right now. I mean, we already have the Gingerbread House at, the Contemporary is up. So you can go see that. Well, actually it's just a gingerbread display. It's not really a house, but still. So you can go see that. They're working on the house at the Grand Floridian, I saw. So I don't know. I don't know that that'll be ready by the time that they'll be there, but at least they can see it being constructed, which is kind of cool. I think that that's probably what I would do. I would do that.
And plus, you're getting the Magic Kingdom, you know, you're getting all the regular attraction shows, stuff like that. You got all the Christmas stuff happening, and you got time to go around, you know, do the monorail resorts, you know, go to Disney Springs, monorail resorts, get there at 4, and you're going to get plenty of time in the park. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for all the great questions. Send those into Mike@brguestpodcast.com. Get those on the upcoming podcast. Also, join us live on Facebook at around 5:45 Eastern on Monday evenings and just drop a question there and you get it right on the show right away. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. Ricky, what are we reading about this week?
Well, we are reading about the fact that the menu has been released for the Regal Beagle.
Smoke Jack House. Tripper Special.
Yes, exactly. So the Regal Eagle, I will never get it right, is going to be a new quick service restaurant that's going to be opening in Epcot. It is replacing Liberty Inn at the American Adventure. And they're going to offer up American barbecue favorites as well as craft brews. Options are going to include a sliced Texas beef brisket sandwich, South Carolina smoked sausage sandwich, Memphis dry rub pork ribs platter, North Carolina chopped smoked pork butt platter. That's what I'm going to get no matter what. So that's good.
You said butt.
I can't talk about it. Kansas City smoked chicken platter, grilled burger top of barbecue pork and a fried onion ring, power green salad with chicken. Why are you getting a salad? It's a barbecue restaurant. And then there's a plant-based burger, which features barbecue jackfruit on vegan toast as well. There will be sauces for you to choose from. There will be some fantastic sides for you to choose from. And there will be desserts like a s'mores brownie or banana pudding or fresh watermelon. And all of those things sound amazing. So I am all in on the Regal Eagle, and I cannot wait for it to open. No official date yet. Still waiting. It says winter, so just know that that can be anytime, basically, in Disney speak. So, I don't know when it's officially going to open, but I'm waiting for it. Like, I'm waiting.
God bless America. It's going to smell so good.
It's going to be amazing. And Mike Rallman, we spoke it into existence. I've been saying for years that we needed a smokehouse, restaurant in America. Now I'm gonna have to come up with a new thing though, Mike. Like I've been complaining.
They gotta have like a Mr. Furley special, and like I'm getting my leisure suit ready to roll in there.
Right?
Yes.
But I'm gonna have to come up with a new thing that Disney needs to do that is actually going to come to fruition because I spoke this into existence.
I'm pretty tall. What if I bought like just a sticker of a gigantic bee and like put it on front of the eagle and make it the Regal Beagle?
Please do.
I'd totally go viral if I did that.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I'd totally never be able to go in the parks again, but I'd totally go viral.
You would not. That would definitely go viral. That is 100%
that'd
sure.
Be awesome.
Because I would take the picture and then I'd post it and I'd be like, bah, somebody posted Regal Beagle.
In my leisure suit, because I have one. Because Pam on her 30th birthday party had a 70s themed birthday party, so I bought a leisure suit. I wore it for the cruise when we did a match game on the fantasy.
No.
Yes,
okay, you're not. I'll wear it. Please don't wear that.
Anyway, long ad for Theme Park News Disney Edition. Yes, free iOS app. Go get it right now at virtualmickey.com.
That's just because we're so excited about the Regal Eagle. I'm just saying. We're both super stoked about it.
That's
so,
it. Yeah. Also, don't forget, we have a great Amazon affiliate link. The holiday season is quickly approaching, and really, this is kind of our time of the year that you can support everything we do throughout the year. Please bookmark the link. Use it as often as you can. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It won't cost you anything extra. You get all those Prime benefits. Everything shows up. Bam. It's like Santa. And it really does help support the show. So please, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Use it whenever
also,
you show.
Also, I'm going to throw it out there. If you are looking for Christmas ideas for people who listen to the show, we do have our t-shirts. They're on TeePublic. So you can go pick those out. Now, it's not just t-shirts. We also have notepads, coffee cups. There's magnets, which I bought one for my car. And
that's
it looks
cool.
Awesome. I love my magnet. There's just a ton of options. They have pillows, they have totes, they have lots of things. So if you are looking for like a Christmas present for someone who enjoys the podcast or for yourself, because, you know, why not buy yourself a Christmas present? You can get one of those now. TeePublic has sales all the time. So you usually have like 35% off and it's like literally all the time. So if it's not on sale, go get it when it's actually on sale. That would be a support too. Thank you.
Yes, I'm going to have to get a pillow. That sounds
good. Yes,
for the couch.
Of course.
All right. Hey, don't forget, give us a follow on social media, Instagram, Twitter, at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Jump in over there and you'll always find out we go live and have fun over there as well. So we're going to get back together on Friday where, of course, it is the beginning of November, which means it is Christmas season down at Walt Disney World. So we're going to talk about all the happenings around the property, you know, the resorts, the Magic Kingdom, the Christmas parties, all the tapings which are going on this week. There's a lot of stuff going on, all the special goodies you can get. So tune in again for that. So get your Santa hat ready early. I know it's like Thanksgiving turkey's not even fat yet on the farm. Nope. And we're already talking Christmas. I know that's Disney has us. I mean, what are you going to do? So join us again on Friday, especially if you're heading down this holiday season. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.